Stugatz here. I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They are offering fast, free, no-contact delivery and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your own home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
So this doesn't happen all the time here, Stugatz, where Dwayne Wade is cursing on Twitter, where he's watching a video, and I know a lot of you spent the weekend absorbing just these videos from all over the country, and I don't know where you are between heartbroken and hopeful on seeing some of this stuff. I will say that I know that many of you must be confused by what's going on in Miami, where you get Black Lives Matter protests, then surrounded by Cubans yelling things about comunista. I would just tell you that if you're confused about the way Cubans behave, and I would understand it, it's at least in part because what's happening right now feels like the way freedom fell in that country, where you got protests, you got riots, you got race relation problems. It all looks and feels to the older generation of Cubans that is literally dying familiar. And so that's part of what's happening in Miami. But Dwayne Wade was seeing something that happened in Atlanta this weekend, Stugatz, where Rayshard Brooks.
Yep.
And I don't know what's true here and what's not, okay, in terms of what police say that a taser was taken from them. And then we get into the conversation about, you know, how wrong do you have to be before you deserve to die? But the autopsy report is shot twice in the back, and Dwayne Wade was showing a video of how Rayshard Brooks appeared to be complying before that. And I understand totally, how could you not understand at this point, why black folks or folks in general don't see police reports as being facts, don't necessarily read a police report and trust that their version of events is the version of events that actually happened. There's been too many betrayals, too much corruption, too many cover-ups for us to be naive in that form. But Dwayne Wade is saying here, they know everything is being filmed. They just don't give a bleep. They want us watching so we can see how much they don't care about us. And I know many of you think that I take some sort of glee in what's happening right now. I am telling you that I do not. I am telling you that I find it heartbreaking. But that I understand the need for some discomfort here, because there seems to be an enormous disconnect, Stugatz. When black people say black lives matter and the counter is all lives matter, we're saying the same thing. Black lives are just telling you, let us matter the way that you matter. Like, it's the same. We're arguing while saying the same thing.
I never said your life didn't matter. I'm saying mine matters the same way.
And so what happens is, and I get how this happens. I totally get how this happens in this country. Once people have the power, Stugatz, it can feel threatening for someone to try and take it back. And the call for equality among those in power is being misunderstood. Hell, Stugatz, we got from, like, think about the stupidity of what I'm about to say. An athlete peacefully protested the idea that police were being too brutal to his people.
Right.
Lost his career.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yes.
And now everyone's realized after 4 years, because the pressure of the institution of the NFL was going the other way. Let us please our customers. We've got to please the money. We've got to please these people who are uncomfortable right now and feeling threatened. But the fact that they feel threatened just comes because black people are screaming, you've been threatening us for 400 years. And they're not just empty threats. Very often we have the video of dead in the street. Or two bullets in the back. Now, I don't want to get into the parsing. The Wendy's is burning, or the Wendy's where this happened. He was apparently asleep in a drive-thru. The Wendy's where this happened burned to the ground. And I can't tell you here, and this reminds me of Cuba too, I can't tell you who burnt that to the ground. I don't know what happened there. I don't know if what I'm viewing is real. What's propaganda? Is this a protest because black people saw an injustice and burnt it to the ground? I don't know what I'm looking at.
The misinformation is at an all-time high that you can't even trust a video of what seems to be a white woman burning it down because you don't know what to believe anymore. It's a very confusing time.
It is crazy, okay? And I am promising you that if you think that somehow this is something that I derive any amount of glee from, I'm telling you that every damn week, it's more and more heartbreaking. Every damn week, the frustration is so loud and the communication is so distorted, Stugat, because how can we be arguing? Many people are running into the shadows quietly, Stugatz. Not everyone is comfortable right now because the power seems to have shifted or the center has moved. Not everyone is actually comfortable voicing their opinion and putting their face in the buzzsaw. But quietly, they're vanishing. Like quietly, they stop following the you on social media. They don't like how political you are. Like they go. And even though it's not politics, they just don't want race here, even right. though race in sports is always here. They do not want it here.
They want sports here. That's what they want. They want a release. They want a relief from everything they're seeing on every other channel they turn on. I mean, that's what it appears many people want
and
from us.
I get that, but there are no sports right now. And all of your athletes are out here talking about this stuff in a way that we've never seen before. The news of the weekend was Kyrie Irving, and this was just funny. Talk about bad messengers. Good God. Put this on the poll, Guillermo. And I am not saying that Kyrie Irving is a marijuana smoker. I am not alleging that. I am simply asking via poll at Lebatard Show, would you be surprised if while Kyrie was talking on that call, there was a bong nearby? I'm just asking.
He thinks a lot. I mean,
he spends a lot of time thinking. And in this case, man, I don't know how this one has been dissected, but in terms of messengers that are bad, I'm not even talking about bad messenger as, you know, guy who's flighty. I'm talking about the things on his side of the ledger, not playing anymore this season himself and having an active reason to nuke LeBron James's season. Like he himself is not playing. So he's telling others to sit out the season. Just, I mean, the Stugatz is strong in that one.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm already sitting out. So why don't you guys sit out with me? Right. I can't play. So you guys shouldn't play. And furthermore, I see that LeBron has a chance to win the championship. No, let me see the only way that I can actually prevent that from happening right now. Let me nuke this conference call.
It's what do you want? He's really boxed him in. NBA championship or social justice? Which one is more important LeBron?
They're such bad messengers, though. Kyrie Irving and Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard's out here, you know, with the rah-rah after-school special of, I'd love to win my first championship, but a championship for my people would be better. Thank you, Dwight, for the fourth grade message. Honest to God, you should have written that statement in crayon. A championship for my people would be even more meaningful. Yep. How do you think LeBron absorbs that one?
Oh, I think LeBron.
Judging by how quickly Dwight walked that one back a little bit, then I think you can maybe sort of speculate as to what's happening there. Can I laugh at this? Can I find the funny in this? Because there is funny just from where Kyrie Irving checked in from on Zoom. There is funny.
Well, let's do this here. What did he check in as?
Man, was it? I don't want to get into gang culture in the United States, but and what it might possibly mean.
We're already there, Mike. We're already there.
It's just when you check in with a Zoom name, Kyrie Irving, you open the door up to all sorts of questions, Kyrie.
It is. I'm trying to think. I mean, Ron Artest is retired now. Who could have gone on there and nuked that call that would have had more sort of armor dents that would allow us to attack the messenger than specifically Kyrie Irving? I'm asking, are there other, is Kevin Durant even in that class? Like, who could I put, what fictitious NBA example could I give you where someone gets on that call and we would be more likely to question the statements and where they're coming from than both Kyrie Irving and Dwight Howard? Because I think they're both on the medal stand.
But Dwight's on his team.
Also, the timing, because a lot of what was relevant when Kyrie said it was relevant when they actually brokered this deal. And it's just, you've seen The Wedding Singer, when Adam Sandler just screams, once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
And here's the thing, though. Here is the thing that's exasperating to me, because while I can make fun of Kyrie Irving on one end here being a horrible messenger, the thing that is troublesome to me is this is absolutely his job.
Yes.
Like, this is what he's supposed to be doing.
Which is also funny.
Yeah, I mean, because he's a high-ranking representative of the union.
We're all asking ourselves, how did this happen?
How about Dennis Rodman?
No, I'm talking about current guys. Former athletes can't get in on a Zoom call and have their opinion shared on whether they're playing a season or not. It can only be current guys. I want to find out who else you'd put on this list other than the two guys who are saying, let's not bother with the season.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Tune in to tonight's SportsCenter special. There's a special. The Return of Sports, a two-hour special hosted... Dan, when I say SportsCenter, two-hour special with commissioners, who do you think is hosting that?
That's got to be Greenberg.
It is Mike Greenberg.
We bring in Mike Greenberg to talk to commissioners. Commissioners, come on, let me sneak into there and just ask Manfred a couple of questions.
Pop in on Zoom.
Oh, that's great. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. This is Shower Sessions, part interview, part concert, all from the shower. Grammy winner St. Vincent invites up-and-coming artists to sing, share, and get funky, all in the sound booth of the home, the shower. Watch now at youtube.com/progressive. Today on ESPN Daily, the NBA's return seemed inevitable. Until a handful of players, including Kyrie Irving, pushed back. Brian Windhorst explains why and what's next. That's today's ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Billy, put it on the poll, please. Is it pajamas, J-A-M, or pajamas, J-A, like jaw, the sound jaw?
PJs.
At Le Batard Show. Chris, how did this come up? Under what circumstance? And yes, you could do it that way, Stugatz, and avoid the entirety of the conundrum.
Easier,
yes, PJs. Even though PJs is not an acronym. Pajamas is one word. PJs.
It is? Whoa.
Chris, how did this come up?
Well, my wife actually often calls them jammies, and I get annoyed with her when she does that. So she started saying pajamas, and I'm like, no, it's pajamas. And that was it. And I was just like, no, that's not that you're not right. I'm right.
Well, I say it, Ja. Let's go around the room here. Mike Ryan, how do you say the word pajamas?
Pajamas.
How about you, Stugatz? How do you say pajamas?
PJs.
Roy, how do you say pajamas?
Pajamas.
Billy?
I say pajamas, but I have a question.
How is it that you, who calls sandwiches Sammies, how could you get mad at someone for calling pajamas jammies?
Oh, you've cut me deep there.
Fuck you, in.
You really cornered him. Way to go, Billy. I saw him wince because he saw his inconsistencies and his hypocrisies, and nothing feels better than being able to catch one of your friends in hypocrisy. Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Does anything in the world feel better than being able to catch one of your friends in a hypocrisy?
I have to rethink my position because I haven't used that word in a while. I wear a t-shirt and basketball shorts to sleep. I haven't had to say pajamas in a very long time, but I remember when I was watching Bananas in Pajamas when I was younger, and you're out of this demo. It was a TV show. I didn't call them bananas in pajamas. I call them bananas in pajamas.
Well, I'm surprised because it seems like we have consensus here. Tony, do you go? Which way do you go on this?
I say pajamas with a jaw.
Okay, so we're all jaw guys.
All right, so we call them bananas in pajamas?
I don't understand. Maybe they changed the pronunciation because they just needed something to rhyme with bananas. Is that at all possible?
I'm not exactly sure. I just know the song went bananas in pajamas are going down the stairs, and not bananas in pajamas are marching everywhere.
It appears they twisted it a little bit, Dan, just to make it rhyme. Okay, I mean, we have consensus here, which we rarely do. It's pajamas.
Wait a minute. We've got consensus, but it doesn't make any sense to make pajamas jammies. Like, Chris is right about this, that if it's jammies, how do they become jammies?
One thing that I know for certain is I've never heard anybody refer to it as a banana. Hey, man, can you hand me that banana?
I actually did hear that one time when Dana Carvey was imitating McLaughlin of the McLaughlin Group, and he was going around in a roundtable discussion being asked what they had for breakfast, and everyone got it wrong, and he yelled, "Incorrect! The correct answer is Special K with bananas!"
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Levitard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag at the NASCAR Cup Series at Miami. In the PGA's return, Daniel Berger won the Charles Schwab Challenge at the Colonial. And finally, astronomers announced that they have detected a mysterious fast radio burst coming from a dwarf galaxy 3 billion light years away. The burst, known as an FRB, appears to be transmitting signals that reach Earth in a repeating 157-day pattern. The discovery marks just the second time ever that scientists have identified an FRB that repeats in a pattern. What does any of that mean?
Aliens.
Oh. These days, it's good to be prepared. That includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts at participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Lest you think that I couldn't have skewed older than I did by referencing the McLaughlin Group in the last segment, it was old enough to reference Dana Carvey's impersonation of the McLaughlin Group. I ask you this question via Twitter at Lebatard Show. Did Sammy Sosa look like somebody? This was sent in via Twitter. look like someone that Dick Tracy would have run into at a speakeasy last night.
Did you guys watch the documentary last night? Did I nail it? That he's somewhere in the middle of the Pepto, yes. Sammy Sosa and Sammy Sosa from 1998 now on the spectrum.
You did.
The yes. The bleaching has finally evened out, or he's gotten the coloring closer to not a hue of incandescent.
It's not where it was a couple of years ago, but it's also not where it was when Sammy, you know, had the summer of 98. It's somewhere in between. I would say right in between. You know,
well, because he went too far the other way, right? We all agreed that that is too white. That is whiter than Michael Jackson white. You're doing something wrong with this, the skin bleach.
I really don't know if it's one of those things that you can go back. Sure, you can with tanning, but bleaching, I don't know enough about the process. He did look as if there was like a film on his skin, that if he were to move to his left real quickly, there would be like a makeup caked silhouette left in his wake that you would still like make out. Hey, is that Sam Sosa?
It was, I thought the documentary was great. Abby, my wife, was watching with me. She refused to believe that was Sammy Sosa. She was watching, but she said to me, what a great summer that was. The summer of 98. And I responded, it was riddled with steroids. And she said, so? And I started thinking about it. So? It was the best summer ever.
I was trying to tell you that during it. You were railing a sports radio fist at cheaters.
Listen, I mean, you have vision. I don't. 20 years later, I'm telling you, great summer.
I think I still have about 2/3 left on this documentary. And the filmmaker kind of addresses in the beginning, in his intro, wanting to put you back there. Was this whole thing to not mention steroids as the entire film is happening, and then at the very end say steroids? Because if so, it's a great artistic decision to literally put you in the summer of 98 and all the feel good. Because as this is going on, I am not conflicted at all. I am eating it up.
I just love that all that we're trying to do with our documentaries at this point is make people feel better. Like we can't actually give them much in the way of sports, so let's give them the sports without all the difficult questions. Let's give them sports unconflicted. Let's just make it about how wonderful it was to watch McGuire and Sosa go through the pharmacy and cheat their way to making all of baseball's numbers irrelevant. And now baseball is dying because none of their numbers matter and their average fan is 52 years old.
Now, it's a two-part documentary, so I imagine part two next week, because we're done with the home run chase. Like, it happened. We saw it. It was great. I love part one. But I have to think that part two will focus in on the aftermath and the steroids.
It did provide an escape. I can't tell you the last time that I called my wife over to the TV to see something that wasn't something on cable news. It was actually Ken Griffey Jr.'s swing. I was like, look at this. And by this time, she's already been programmed for 3 months of it to be something awful.
The kid.
Put it on the poll, Gamble, at Levitard Show. Do you know that the news has gotten serious when one of your parents is standing up while watching it? At Levitard Show. I also wanted to ask you, would it be correct to describe Sammy Sosa as translucent? Translucent?
Certainly in the Pepto-Bismol photo.
Translucent is that you basically allow light to pass through.
Thank you.
But not detailed shapes. So he looks.
Wow,
you're
nervous.
Welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad I could.
And yes.
But is that what he looked like? Like you, that light would pass through him, but not anything in the way of detailed shapes. They would get stuck.
In the famed Pepto-Bismol photo that I'm referencing, in which he's very pale and wearing pink, if you were to shut off all the lights in a windowless room, you would still see Sammy Sosa. That's what you mean.
I'm going to stand back for a second here and just allow you to absorb what I'm about to say. I want you to go back in your mind to like 4 months ago.
All right.
Okay? Yep. 4 months ago, a more peaceful, tranquil time in America when it was just Gwyneth Paltrow wandering around Italy with a mask and we were all looking at her like, what are you worried about?
The calm before the storm.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Stugatz. Sure. If I were to say to you, hey, listen up. Come over here. This is what happened this weekend, okay? This was this weekend. This is what happened. Baker Mayfield's going to kneel. Trump says he's not going to watch.
The University of Texas just revealed to all of us that they've got all sorts of racist stuff that they don't want around their program, from the eyes of Texas to the buildings to forcing Texas, basically, by not doing donor events and not recruiting, to donate to Black Lives Matter. You've got a situation where Dwight and Kyrie are saying that basketball should just be over for the season, and that Ja Morant is writing letters asking judges in Kentucky to take down Confederate statues, while the Ohio State football team has to sign a bunch of coronavirus waivers. That was this weekend. Just another weekend in sports around the apocalypse. This while ESPN says 2-hour special. Tonight sports is back. The commissioners, like, if we can hope it to just be so. Like, sports isn't actually back, and they're going to send us back into our homes in about 3 weeks because we've been idiots, selfish with not wearing masks, turning everything into politics, including the wearing of masks. They're going to send us all back inside in a month. Sports comes back. 2-hour special tonight.
3 weeks. It feels like 3 days we'll be back inside. But listen, in fairness to Greeny, they are talking about the challenges of bringing back sports tonight. I understand, but it's the challenges with the commissioners of bringing back sports. I think there's going to be a doctor on there to balance everything out.
It said return of sports, but you are correct. You are correct. Rob Manfred would not be on there saying that the sport, even though he's promised us there will be baseball this season.
He did, 100%.
I don't know what he's looking at, though.
Hope.
I'm really confused. Is he not reading any of the paperwork going back and forth between the sides? Is he just going to go on tonight and say, I'm 100% sure baseball will be back?
He's got to have some sort of, you know, kind of ace in the hole where he knows there's a proposal that he could put in front of the players that they'll say yes to. Otherwise, there's no way he would be this brazen, this confident that baseball is going to come back. He has to know something that we don't know. He's got a card, Dan. He's going to play it at some point when he absolutely has to.
All right, but does he, though? Can he just lie? It's not like you're going to remember one way or the other and hold it against him. You're the king of words not mattering when they tumble from your mouth. Like, you should know better than
my words don't matter, but other people's words matter very much. He told me 100%, and I have not forgotten and will not forget.
You will not
forget. Baseball better come back.
All right, there you go. At Lebatard Show on Twitter. Does Manfred strike you as a type who might have an ace in the hole?
No, that's right.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
Absurd. Speaking of words that don't mean anything, the ones tumbling from your mouth, he's got an ace in the hole, Dan.
Is that the right use of that? I'm not even certain.
Why is he bleeding out so much drama from this ace? Get to it. The window is closing.
Take it out of the hole. Let's go.
Don't we have a COB situation today?
There is a COB situation. Everyone got very excited, Stugatz, as if you've got a copyright on the phrase COB because one of the proposals went back and forth. We want an answer by Monday, COB.
So there's a very real possibility that Mike Greenberg attempts to talk to Rob Manfred about the return of his sport, and he just flatly says, it's not.
COB today. Deadlines that don't mean anything.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves and the world. And, of course, in amazing comebacks, our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
A stunning development that requires Poppy to make an appearance.
Hey, Stugatz was right. Holy shit, Stugatz was right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Manfred does indeed have an ace in the hole. He can guarantee a baseball season because the owners can mandate a 50-game season based on that agreement that they made in March. The players want more games at full prorated pay. And so I guess he thinks he can force that through, and we will find out more with the return of sports tonight, a two-hour special starring all of the commissioners and Mike Greenberg.
Who better have a notepad? I want the whole kit and caboodle right now. Yep. I want professional Greeny journalist. He was born to do this.
Can you guys just help me out on something here? Because, you know, I don't know the answer to the question I'm about to ask. But in these tempestuous times, as Kyrie Irving and Dwight Howard wonder whether or not returning basketball games will get in the way of the Black Lives Matter movement, the commissioner's speaking tonight, much like Sports Illustrated is now covering sports and doesn't have a single black writer. Is it going to be just white faces on my screen? I asked the question not even knowing who's going to be on.
I know initially they advertised just three commissioners of the three major sports in the United States, and everyone could make the observation that it was
white guys.
So people on Twitter are like, well, what about the Women's Professional Soccer League here in the United States? They were really the first league to formulate a plan. Why not invite them into the conversation? So now the commissioner list, at least that's been advertised, has grown to six, rightfully so. Also, I said kit and caboodle. It was up until like a couple months ago that I thought it was kitten caboodle.
Same here.
Are you just learning that
yes.
It's kit and caboodle?
I was going to lend to the conversation because Dan had a question, but I am now stuck on this. Are you serious?
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense, kit and caboodle. Now, I do not know what a caboodle is, but kit makes a lot more sense, contextually speaking, for this cliche. It made no sense to say kit and caboodle, which is something that I was saying for about 33 and a half years.
Right. Yeah, makes perfect sense. I do want to point out that Joe Maddon will also be a voice that you'll hear tonight, but you will also have athletes Calais Campbell, Damian Lillard, Patrick Kane, Crystal Dunn, Breonna Turner, amongst others, who will be participating.
So we're going to have, though, the aesthetic of the people in power all going to be white guys except for the aforementioned white woman.
Well, Crystal Dunn is a person of color. Former Chelsea player, I believe. So maybe she's speaking on behalf of that Women's Professional Soccer League.
So 2 hours tonight, return of sports. If you want to hope and you want to believe and you want to see what leadership is saying here publicly through the worldwide leader in sports as its mouthpiece.
You agree with Mike that Greeny was born to do this. Like, he'll be taking notes, right? Like, they'll be fake notes, but he'll be pretending to take notes, correct?
I believe that Greeny was made for this moment to navigate, traffic cop his way, slalom course his way through commissioners, put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Was Greenberg, Mike Greenberg, born to slalom course his way through sports commissioners in a 2 hour special?
But we are all in agreement. The Gumball notepad is coming out, right? I don't care if it's doodles. You need to cross the legs and have the notepad.
Are you guys claiming that Mike Greenberg is scribbling notes that don't have anything on them? That you guys are claiming?
I'm saying that the optics of actually taking the optics are more important than actually taking the notes.
Correct. I mean, Greeny might very well take notes, but he certainly has to give you the idea. Even if he's not, has to give you the idea that he is. Now, knowing Greeny the way I do, or I think I do, he'll probably take real notes that he'll be very proud of and show his wife when he gets home. I mean, that's it.
Okay. Because I don't believe that Mike Greenberg.
I drew the super cool S.
I don't believe that Mike Greenberg is a fake note taker. I feel like, though, that I don't know if I'm brave enough to do this, but I feel like Jeremy Schapp is.
Oh, my
there,
God.
It's done. It's
oh
been done.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I mean, the Schapp name.
I know. I have blasphemed against a legendary royal journalistic name, but allow me to say it again. Jeremy Schapp, I don't believe that you are actually taking notes on TV.